Blog Talk Radio.
For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. And I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. Yes, I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. For His love never fails for me.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Yes, this is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish coming live to you here early on Tuesday morning. I believe it is March 26th, 2024. But we're so thankful that you've joined us today. I want to share a word with you about God's goodness. As our theme is always, as we travel this mighty world of the Lord's, God's love will never fail. He is with you. And I was reading today in my devotions about His peace, His goodness, His love. And so thank you again for joining us. We are the family church of Jesus Christ and spreading the great news of the Lord. If you'd like for us to come and minister at your church in the United States of America or anywhere in this great world, please contact us through Facebook, or you can email, go to our website. It's one of the best ways. And let us know what we can do for you or pray for you. But let's open in prayer this morning. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this time, this season, your great love, Lord. Lord, as the people are listening today or in the future, the word is always alive. Touch their lives. Touch their hearts. Renew them in you, Lord. Jesus came to give us that life and life more abundantly. Thank you, God, for your healing power. You know, we are just so thankful for His peace. This is the resurrection week, as I call it, as we celebrate this coming Sunday, the life, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, whatever or however you say His name. Jesus is the name above every name. So let's turn today to Psalms, and I want to go to chapter, let's see, 4, verse 8. And many of you, I know, have said, I've heard from you, that you have trouble going to sleep or staying asleep. You can quote this scripture. Psalms chapter 4, verse 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makes me dwell in safety. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you even in your sleep. He sees you. He knows you. He knew you before the foundation of this world. And then in Psalms 5, just the next chapter, verse 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. And that's what we're doing this week. We should do it every day. But it's wonderful that the world sets aside the resurrection week of our Lord Jesus. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defends them. Oh, think about it. The God of all creation, the God of everything, defends you if you put your trust in him. Shout for joy. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. I think we're getting the message here from David the psalmist about joy, joy, joy. Jesus even shared that. Let's turn to John. Keep your place. You to have your heart's desires. Give him your total life. Back on Psalms, chapter 5. Verse 11, but let those that put their trust, believing, the faith, the inner man, be still and listen to him. Trust in him and rejoice. Rejoice means over and over. Rejoice. Let them ever shout. He didn't say whisper. Some people say, holy, holy, holy. No, praise you, Lord. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Shout for joy, because thou defends them, defends us in him. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. How do you do that? In thee, be joyful in thee, in God. Jesus said again in John 15, abide in him and he'll abide in you. You can do nothing without him. As the vine, the branches live from Jesus. We live from our Lord. Trust in him. Abide in him, that you may glorify the Father and bear much fruit. The love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, that you bear that fruit because you abide in the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah, the resurrected Lord. In verse 12 of Psalms chapter 5, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. We have been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? That word shield there is the largest shield. The soldiers used to have a shield, and a lot of people think this little shield they hold in front of them. No, it was covered the whole body. A lot of the mighty soldiers had to have people carry side by side the big shield. So it says, with favor wilt thou compass, will he surround you as with a shield. Let him surround you with his love, with his joy. Hallelujah. Let the Lord surround you with his love. I want you to go one more place. I know we're jumping all over, but take notes and re-listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That's 2 Corinthians in the New Testament, chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You, right now, can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and become new. All of that old life passes away and you're new in Jesus. It says in verse 21 there, chapter 5, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let Jesus fulfill your joy. Overflowing. God loves you today. This is Apostle Robin, and I thank you so much for joining me. I'll pray for you right now. Father, just bless the people. Let your joy overflow them in their sleep, in their daytime, all the time, Lord. Let them be joyful. We rejoice in you. We trust in you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. God is good. His love never fails. Let us hear from you. We love you. We pray for you. Again, you can contact us at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. Until next time, God bless you, and remember, his love will never fail you. Bye.